It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Pleased to be joined today by Benjamin Booker. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for
having
me.
It's great. It's so great to have you. It seems like maybe a year and a half ago, I'm seeing a video of you standing in front of a barn with an acoustic guitar. And it just feels like since that time, there's been an explosion on so many levels.
Wow, you saw that video.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot has happened since then. Yeah.
including, you know, let's start with the fact that it wasn't that long ago that you were playing more of an acoustic yeah. basis. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't write any songs until 2012, like early 2012. And I started playing that summer. So it's really been very recently, a couple of years.
And the idea, as I recall, you went back and forth between New Orleans and Florida, right? In terms of where you were living.
Yeah.
And at what point did suddenly the electric guitar get in the hand and the approach you're taking now, which ends up, you know, fueling this debut record?
I met Max, like he had sent me an email. He grew up in the same town as me, the drummer I have mm-hmm. now. And I went back to visit my parents and we played a couple shows. And then the next summer I came back and we played even more shows. And then I brought him back to New Orleans with me. So like those were the first electric shows that I did, just visiting him and visiting my parents in Florida, yeah.
Suddenly, you know, the likes of Jack White mm-hmm. are recognizing you and asking you. And when we're talking about electric guitar, for a Jack White to say, man, you're getting down, it's got to feel pretty good, right?
I mean, I'm not complaining about it. Yeah. No, it feels good, yeah.
I guess some of your influences, they're diverse. I know you're a big Gun Club fan, right?
Yeah.
Black Flag, that era.
Yeah.
And then there are other artists that you love and appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, I live in New Orleans, so there's a lot of rhythm and blues kind of stuff from the 50s that came out of there. And I listen to like a lot of just blues music in general, like more like Delta blues kind of stuff. But I mean, I also listen to like shoegaze bands and stuff. So it's all over the place, I guess.
Just don't even believe that, please will be the same. Ooh. pretty much a year of working on the road.
Yeah.
Do you get your head around being on Letterman, being in festivals, being in all these shows? I mean, or is it just happening and you're just riding through it?
I'm just riding through it. There's no time. There's no time. We're usually in a car and look, you have to go to the next place. So like, yeah, there's something new. I just get like a piece of paper that tells me what I'm doing. Morning, and then I just like go over there. So like,
that's all the direction you need.
I can't like
downstairs X time.
Yeah,
the rest is up to somebody else to figure out.
Yeah, I know. I can't. Yeah, I can't think about all that stuff. I'm sure like when I have some time off, maybe I'll like be like, whoa, that was crazy. But not right now.
The more you get acclimated to crowds and different size crowds and everything else, are you starting to feel the songs take on different lives?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think that I would ever change the songs for the audience, but I mean we've changed the songs just for us, just because I mean you get bored playing the same thing all the time. So like all of the songs that we play now live are I think a little bit different than the record, what we do on the record. So yeah, I mean it changes. Yeah, we're getting better, you know. I hadn't played shows until 2 years ago, so I've had like a year more practice doing it. So yeah, I'm way better than I was last year. Yeah.
Which is you made a refreshing comment in an interview I read recently, much like that comment, in which you talked about how you started playing guitar, I think around 13 or 14.
Yeah, 14.
But you didn't write songs, as you just said, for 5 or 6 more years, because in your words,
for 8 years,
you didn't feel like you had something to say.
No, yeah, I guess I didn't.
But then there were a lot of events in your life and activities where suddenly that pent up emotions, and then you had things you needed to get out in song.
Yeah, and then all the songs came pretty quickly. Yeah.
Now, a song like "Have You Seen My Son," born of a life experience in which you, I imagine, when you are writing about something like that, that is something that you gotta get out. That's cathartic.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was having a rough time. I don't know.
Yeah, you were.
It's hard to do this because I don't know. The songs are out there now, and like I have to talk about those rough times every day now. Place that Bible at my feet. I could hardly understand you. Oh, I ain't just saying that you might be. I heard that you were calling on the Lord, asking for answers for some relief. Heard that you were calling out my name, and you cried all week. Still haven't seen my son. He's lost in the world somewhere. I pray for him every day, but I know he ain't seen your will. S-E-O-R, S-E-O-R. Things are all older, we never got any better. Said I'm trying to find some truth in this world. I know there's things that you won't understand. Yeah, that you were calling on the Lord, asking for answers for some relief. Yeah, that you were calling out my name, and you cried for a whole week. Say I never seen my son lost in the world somewhere. I pray for him every day, but I know he ain't seen your face. She would do my sleeping. Know that I can never make it right, but it's hard to hear you say I've seen my son is lost in the world somewhere. I pray for him every day, but I know he ain't seen your prayer.
I hope you feel that you're on, if not the right path, a good path.
I mean, every path is good and bad. I don't know. I'm definitely very happy with what is happening right now. Yeah. Yeah, things got pretty low for a second. So it's nice to be out on the road and traveling and playing music and, like, not working at a coffee shop. It's great.
When you're performing them, do they trigger some emotions? Or are you in a place now where you go, all right, I got a little insulation from that. I can perform these without going back to the moment from whence they came.
No, I mean, usually I'm fine, yeah. But there's definitely been a couple, like, weird moments on stage where I was like, ah. Oh. Like, you just start thinking,
suddenly you're where it was, and yeah. The crowd's out there going, what's he thinking?
What's he thinking? Yeah. Is he crying?
He disappeared on us. Yeah. Well, but that just shows you that you are putting all the emotion that was, you know, put into the songs, that those emotions are there and you're expressing them.
Yeah, you don't want to go halfway. This must be where I'm losing. Oh, darling, throw myself in touch.
This is the time when people really care about your music. They're interested. There's a lot of people that want to hear you. And, you know, you're out there giving the people what they want, I guess.
Yeah.
And the more people there are, the more you got to give. But I think you're up for the task. What do you think?
I think I can do it. I think I can do it. I'll see you soon, everybody.
Yeah. And so in 6 months, we'll come back for a checkup. Yeah. We'll make sure that everything's going according to your plan now, and that you're still grinning and feeling it and loving life every minute of it, because that's what we want.
I'm sure that I will be. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to touch base and make sure of that. But in the meantime, fantastic having you there. You rock this
high
joint.
High five
for you. It's Benjamin Booker live on 88.5 KCS. And thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
Thanks.